But it's also, to my mind, surprisingly refreshing. Because the more I think about it, the more this pessimistic view of humanity actually seems to make the most sense of humanity. We do have a great capacity for goodness and for beauty and for endurance. But then terrible things keep happening in the world, and we can't quite figure out where they're coming from. They don't seem to fit with how we think the world should be, because they don't. But we can't quite figure out how to get the world ordered in the right way to prevent these things. So we try all sorts of social experiments. Communes and communism. Free markets and free love. State religion and no religion. Less laws and more laws. We try to socially engineer our way out of the pervasive problem of human evil, but we can't do it. We are worse than we think we are. We should be thankful, then, that the Bible comes along and shoots straight with us. Because it doesn't only reveal that people sin. We probably wouldn't need it just to tell us that. The evidence is pretty clear. The Bible goes further and tells us sin is inside of us and corrupts everything we think, say, and do. And in fact, it's even worse than that. Paul later writes this in the New Testament. "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3. Things don't look very good for us. Ephesians 2 is one of those passages in the Bible that shows us the bigness, the majesty, the absolute sovereignty of God. But one of the ways it does this is by revealing the contrast of human deficiency. Only the great light of God could cast such a big shadow. And the shadow is huge.